Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
It is almost Friday.
Yes.
Almost.
I
and
smell
that's
it.
A good thing. No, that's your breakfast.
Yeah, that was a Swiss cheese and a broccoli.
Spence has blown out the building with his breakfast
God.
This morning.
Yeah, yes.
I can smell it from the other room when he walked in with it.
Yeah, I don't know what's the deal. He always makes some sort of egg dish that comes in. So it's always eggy. It's always eggy.
Yes.
But today, what did we determine that it was the Swiss cheese?
I think it's the Swiss cheese, and then I think the broccoli adds a little
the broccoli
bonus to
kick
it.
In everything else? Is that what it is?
I don't know, and I suppose I should be more polite to eat at home, but I don't have time. I just want to grab it and eat it while I'm setting up. And
of course you have time. You get up an extra 10 minutes early.
I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
It literally is the first thing he does when he comes in. He sets up and then he eats immediately. I'm like, you could just do that at home. But he doesn't want to.
I apologize for the smell, but I love me some Swiss cheese.
It's not, I know it probably tastes really good, but it makes this whole building just stanky.
Big time.
Wow, I was trying to think of whether I can actually say this on the radio. But, you know, there are certain things that are also very relaxing and very relieving, and they feel very good. You don't do them with other people in the room.
Well, you do with their...
You do.
Not with their
you
consent.
Do. Again.
With
yeah,
their consent.
No, who gives consent to that?
Well, that's what happened to Louis yeah. C.K. He thought he had consent.
This has gone a completely that's gone a completely different direction. Not a surprising direction since it came from that part of the room, but a surprising direction nonetheless.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
Around those days where you just feel like you're completely unprepared to actually live your life as yourself. You know what I mean? Where you're. I was just joking with Spence and Kayla that. I wish that there was a part of this job where I could just sit back and observe, because I feel like that would be something I would like to do today. I'd like
how,
to just
how do you just sit back and just... I know what observe means, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't work for this job.
Yeah,
no.
This doesn't do well.
To be honest.
But in real life, outside of this, if I'm not on stage with a mic in my hand, or if I'm not in this room in front of a microphone, a lot of times I find that's what I do. I sit back and I kind of just like to watch, because that's where you pick up all the good stuff, and then I can bring it in here.
Yeah.
So I have that feeling today that it would be fun that if I could just like, okay, go. But it doesn't work that way.
No, unfortunately.
And it's really not that interesting. I mean, if you're just sitting back, if you were in here watching the show, you know what I mean?
People would be bored of it, just staring at us as people
oh,
as we
no.
talk to each other.
I see, I'm... There's a lot of stuff I can find interesting.
The only thing I found interesting is how many beanies Lasso has that he carefully wears towards the back of his head. Because he's had a different beanie every day this week. So that, I observed that.
Or you notice the middle ring finger that Spence has in an attempt to... Like, you know, nice
bring it. Bring it all the way home, dude. Yeah. Don't go halfway. Bring it all the way home. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I like the you know, the middle ring finger, you know, the big F you to people ring thing. I like that.
Yeah?
The hip thing. Yeah, it's cool.
Spence, you ever flip people off with your other finger?
Go ahead. Finish that thought. What were you in his attempt to do what?
No, I was just saying, you know, he's always bagging on my beanies and stuff, and my man over here is wearing a middle ring finger.
Yeah, I got you. Where he's forever. Saying that you're wearing that you're wearing beanie as fashion statement.
Yeah.
And it's bothered him.
Yeah, he's wearing a ring on his middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the only finger that fits on. It was a gift, and it emphasizes this when I do this.
Sure.
You see it more.
Sure. And my guess is, I'm just because I know you, secondary brand athletic shoe wear?
Yes.
Are you wearing the Onitsukas today? Sure is.
I am.
The Tigers, the company that was Nike before Nike.
Because
he's that guy.
I've realized that I just like certain things that I like, and that's what I wear. And I know the same thing with Millennial Beanie Boy over here. It's the same thing. He just likes wearing that beanie, and he looks. He's a good looking kid.
Well, that's totally a different beanie. You were right in the first. That's
no. It's right. Yeah. It's the same look. It's a different beanie.
Yeah,
for sure.
No. But it's easy because when you just roll out of bed and you slap on your beanie, yeah, it's easier than doing your hair.
And by the way, Spence, it's January 11th. Do you not know anything about winter style?
That's true.
I mean, please, that's how that works.
I am not saying I have. He has bad style. I'm not saying I have any style whatsoever. I just like what I like.
Do you think you would like this? There is a company that is releasing, and I don't think this is CES related. I think it's just happened. A company has released a new line of smart underwear. Now, the idea behind this is that there's sensors in the underwear, and they make them for ladies as well.
Oh, joy. Okay.
Bras and all that. Boy, this room's salty today. God. And there's sensors in there that track things like your heart rate, temperature, and hydration levels. Then it reacts to your body by automatically interacting with all the other stuff that is leading to the robots taking over very
right.
soon. I'm guessing by 2025, the robots will have taken over. Because if you're hot, like if all of a sudden you're brewing down below, it will tell your Nest thermostat to lower the temperature. If you're stressed out, it will tell your Alexa or whatever to play calming music. Ugh. And if you want your life controlled by your crotch, which for some of us, hey, that's the truth of the matter anyway, just in a different way.
I don't need fancy underwear for that,
right? But four pairs start at $279. If that's what you're going for, I can't imagine any situation where I'd go, man, I need me some smart underwear.
Hey, like, what's the cleaning process of the smart underwear? Are they one time use only?
Febreze.
That's nasty.
That's funny.
That's when what it does is it sends a signal via Bluetooth to spray you.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I would assume they thought that through.
Yeah, you have to wash them.
I would assume, at some point.
Then how is the technology going to survive the wash? That doesn't make any sense.
I have Bluetooth headphones that get sweaty when I run and they work.
Yeah, who knows? Sensors. You know, they're just sensors. So who knows?
I'm not investing in $300 underwear.
Well, there you have a lot of questions. Yeah. I wasn't getting that far with that yet. But, I don't know. Somebody thought this was a good idea and invested and put time in and all of that.
Wow.
We have the first scrunchy, disgusted face. Right. No, I'm a liar. Your eggs with the Swiss cheese earlier in the broccoli. That was the first one from earlier.
Funny and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Coming to the end of the Before the Show and getting ready for a first pick in a few minutes. Oh, and just so you know, Justin Timberlake tickets for you before you can buy them with the return of Spence's Challenge today. A minimum of $1,000 up for grabs every day if you can beat the man. $98 in the jackpot if you can tie him.
Yep.
And then the Justin Timberlake tickets are yours as well. 7:30 this morning. So in the interest of, we were talking earlier today that I wish that this job lent itself to just kind of sitting back and observing, because I'd be that guy today. I'd kind of be wallpaper.
Okay.
And the good part about that, and I realize that, the good part about that is that's where we find a lot of show content.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we delve into relationships and what other folks are doing. So
absolutely.
I kind of like to sit back and watch other people and what they do, and I lurk on social media and all that. Have you noticed the ever so slight Oprah/Ellen backlash that at least has come up in my timeline lately?
I have not.
I found it very interesting that there are people that, you know, of course, after the Golden Globes, there was this big, you know, rush of Oprah love. And then I just made an offhanded comment the other day when we were talking to Samantha, who did selfies with everybody at the Golden Globes, including Oprah. And I just offhandedly went, yeah, it seems like everybody's excited about Oprah running for president, because that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And then, man, and I got blasted by folks like, just what? Really? She'd be a horrible president. You know,
really?
And all this other kind of, I'm like, whoa, it's not that serious. Actually, I just ignored all of it because, you know what I mean? Spence loves to engage in that stuff. I've always kind of felt like no good comes of that.
No,
for me, no good comes of it. You like to engage in a good
sometimes,
battle.
But yeah. I did see Fox reporting that like Seal has come out and is blasting Oprah.
I
didn't read it. I'm like, I don't know what it was about.
Here's what sucks, because there's a bunch of pictures of Oprah with Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, okay.
And at one time they were BFF. And so everybody's like, you're part of the, not everybody, but there's a group of people that are like, you're a part of the problem. It's just like, the other thing we were talking about James Franco, and I've had a couple of good interactions with James Franco. Samantha, who was taking selfies at the Golden Globes, had a great interaction with James Franco. Well, he's a scumbag and a this and a that. And it's like, oh my God. And on top of it, who do we love more than Kelly Clarkson? But then Kelly Clarkson comes out yesterday and says she spanks her kid, and now she's public enemy number one for some people.
Now, go back. Spanking's not necessarily illegal as long as you're not abusing your kid.
Right.
Some of this other stuff, but you can have a friend. You said this yesterday. You can have a friend that does stuff that you don't like but doesn't do it to you, or you're not aware of it, and they're nice people. It's not you're either the angel or the devil. It's just not how the world works. So if Oprah knew Harvey Weinstein but didn't know he was up to stuff and they were acquaintances, that's not her fault.
I just find that really hard to believe, and not that I'm piling onto it. I find it hard to believe because we saw evidence of the Weinstein accusations from like 10 plus years ago in public places like award shows, and they're making
Weinstein. I've said it all along. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, but
I've said it all along that it was... Didn't everybody know that he was a scumbag on a certain level?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the impression that I had from Hollywood when they came out after this whole, thing came out about Weinstein. That's the impression I got. Because everyone's like, oh, we all knew it. Just no one said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But, and the only thing you said a second ago, that it's not black or white and that everybody's not. You wouldn't be able to tell it by the way people act now. No. In 2018, oh my God, if you do one thing wrong, you're the devil. And so I would say that is the way the world works right now. Whether that's real or not, that's just how it is. Well, you're a bad person because of this. And it's hard to navigate right now. We're reading another thing. Like I said, just going through a bunch of stuff. Dude got in trouble. A buddy of ours, our buddy Kevin, in West Palm, mom got in trouble at work for saying, I like the color of your lipstick, to a female employee. The woman who had it on was not at all offended, but a female manager heard my friend say it and called him into her office like he assaulted somebody. She told him that his comment was highly inappropriate and he needed to apologize immediately.
Wow.
I complimented somebody on their haircut the other day and immediately thought,
no, the world's changed. I'm a hugger. And I'm not pervy or anything like that. No more, man. Well, sometimes, but not intentionally so. But no, what I'm saying is the world's different, and it sucks because I've known some people for a long time. But no, I don't want to offend. I don't want to offend anybody, and I certainly don't want to lose my job.
Weird,
over
and it's
a
scary.
Hug.
It's scary. It's like, why are you? And me, I'm like you. I'm a what's the word I'm looking for? I'm friendly.
Yeah.
I like people. I like people a lot. And honestly, you can get away with quite a bit with me, but once I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
But up to that point, I'll take quite a bit from you. And I like folks, and the world is scary now. Somebody comes in for the hug, especially a woman, they come in for the hug and it's like, no, this is a setup. It's a trap.
Yeah.
Did you have another part of that?
I was going to say that I'm a hugger too. But I'm starting to do the Justin Bieber now, which is like, in his early part of his career, he'd do like radio tours and he'd wrap his arms around people and do photos and everything like that. But now if Justin Bieber does a meet and greet, he just keeps his hands crossed in front of him like this and people are hugging on him. I'm going to start doing the Justin Bieber to everyone I see.
No, do you notice guys shy? It's subtle, but do you notice guys shying away when you go to hug?
Absolutely. But I think that's a little bit like I do the same thing. And because I'm so paranoid right now that I'm going to offend somebody, that I conversations make me nervous. Just even if I'm like, hey, can you tell me where the paper's at? Because I need to reload the printer or something. I'm scared about that conversation.
From a guy's standpoint, speaking about this subject only. See, look at me walking it back already, and I haven't even said anything. As a woman, you're fine. You're gonna be fine. You know what I mean? Well, like if you go to say no, nobody's gonna give you a hard time about that. They're just not.
Okay,
it's not. You're gonna be okay.
Well, you know, I don't really understand. Sometimes, like, I'll say things and they have like an innuendo underneath them, but I don't know that I'm.
See,
saying...
she's scared to death right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I don't know if you listen to this show a lot and know much about our girl Kayla. There, she will drift into uncomfortable quickly. Anyway,
yeah.
she didn't need any directions on how to get to uncomfortable town. And so
it's an easy route.
What's the name of our traffic girl? I can't think. Izzy? What she? I know it's Izzy, but what does she call her name on the air? She doesn't have a name for her trap.
Izzy J.
Oh yeah, Izzy J. But Izzy, I've known for years, and we hug. And the other day, she came. We walked down the hall. She came for a hug, and I'm like, but she came. She came in. I gave her a high five.
Yeah, not alone in the hall. Not alone in the hallway. What are you nuts?
Right.
Yeah. Not alone in the hallway.
So I stuttered and a high five.
Where it's just you, her, the camera, and somebody who might have walked around the corner. Hell no.
Can you do high fives? Is that still okay?
I don't know.
So to that end, and this is what I finally landed on for first pick this morning. It involved even the first kiss for a date has been affected. We've got Cat Williams tickets for this weekend. We've got the Dino, the Jurassic Tour tickets for this weekend. Talking about first kisses and how to do them.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Dude hit us up. He's back in the dating game. Went out on a date the other night and went in for the kiss. Thought it was going pretty well. Went in for the kiss and the girl says, you don't think you should ask first? Is that how it rolls? Do you have to ask? And not that guys aren't important, but honestly, female viewpoint on this. Kayla, do you have to ask first?
No.
You're hedging.
Because I haven't been single for like a year and a half now. So I don't know if it's like changed since the Me Too movement.
Don't overthink this. Okay. Do you have to?
Not yes with or, me, no.
No. Lori, do you have to ask?
Absolutely not. It's actually one of my pet peeves. If they ask, you've just killed the moment. You've just ruined the whole moment. Like, it's awkward. All right, ready, kiss. Like, it's awkward.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then does it go into more, okay, so now that we're going to kiss, tongue or no tongue?
Yeah.
What are we going to, you know what I mean?
Like you're filling out an order at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. Here, give me a second. Let me have a breath freshener.
Yeah.
That's funny. Lori, thank you. Stephanie, do you have to ask?
No, absolutely not. I think it kind of kills it. Even might be a little weird. So, no, I mean, if you're going to do it, just go for it.
Brianna, you said you just had a new first kiss recently, but what happened?
I was the one that actually leaned in for the kiss because it was at the moment thing, a feeling I felt was mutual, and I was the one that got turned away, and my heart dropped. It killed the moment. He actually apologized and said that, never mind, like, he did want to kiss me, but then it just ruined the moment and I didn't want to anymore.
Guys are dumb. Yeah, guys are dumb.
It made me feel horrible, but I thought I was doing something wrong, and it just, I don't know. But no, it's a feeling thing. It's not an ask or not.
Are you done with him then?
Right now it is kind of done. It's still going on. We're kind of sort of dating, but it just, no, it's not going to work out.
Is it possible? Is it possible? We've never met, but have we?
No, we have not.
Okay. Well, no, just because I would hate to make this next statement and you go, stupid, you know me. But is it possible, and we've never met, that your extraordinary hotness put him back on his heels a little bit, and he thought, oh my God, Lord, I will do everything right for the next, you know, month and a half if I could just kiss this girl. And the next thing he knows, you're already in there, and now you've scared the hell out of him because he doesn't know what to do. And everything he's ever wanted in the world is right there at his doorstep, and he doesn't know what to do with it. Is that possible?
I felt like that was possible just because he is younger than I am. And I've had, of course, like more dating experience than he has. But I'm not sure. It's not working now. It didn't work out. Then I should have known. But
now you might have to understand that your extraordinary power may have just overwhelmed him.
Dumbed him.
I'm just
guys
saying.
Are dumb. But sometimes
that
we get even more
move,
dumb.
Though. Yeah. That might be his move too, though. That he's like, oh, wait, hold on.
Boy, that's a risk. That's a risky move.
No, I felt like he did realize that he had missed out on something that, of course, I know he wanted to at the moment, but he didn't. I don't know why, but it just killed it for me. My heart dropped, made me feel horrible, and we were both in my car. I was the one giving him a ride home, and I was just kind of like, you know, get out of my car now.
And I don't know why I'm rooting so hard for this guy. He doesn't deserve her. Not in the least. I don't know. Kayla?
Yeah. No, I'm saying that you shouldn't. In my opinion, you shouldn't, like, in that situation, ask, because you can always say no if you're the other person. Like you can just go no.
Did you not hear all these people that say, well, hang on a second. Justin, did you hear what Kayla just said?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about what she just said? You just said you should always ask.
No, I said you don't have to ask, because the person, like, let's say you were going to make a move on a girl.
But you should ask.
That, no, I don't think you should.
Well, I thought you said you should
ask. No, I was agreeing with her that you shouldn't ask.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, because I don't just mood
again. Yeah, because Justin, like you said, takes magic out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's, you don't verbally ask, because the lean in is the ask, you know, it's like you have that unspoken chemistry the whole night, and that's the moment where you know if you've been reading the vibes the right way, you know. And like Kayla said, they still have the opportunity to say no. It's not like you're grabbing the back of their head and just forcing your way in there.
Whoa. Easy, Weinstein. Settle down. Jesus.
I said it's not like that.
Not like
how
that.
You
still,
it.
Just
it,
the
it's
thought.
It's not like that. It's a slow lean in. That's how you ask in that situation, in my opinion.
All right. No, right. Just, yes?
No, I was going to give you the rule, because I know the rule now. I remember it from...
Oh, hold up. Okay, no. There is a rule?
Yeah, there
Kayla's
is.
Kayla's got a rule.
It's a Will Smith movie, so you know it's a good rule, too.
And not shocking. Kayla has a rule. Not, you know what I mean? Not surprising that there is a... Is it from Hitch?
Yeah.
Ah. And thank God for you, Cheyenne. Don't tell us yet. Don't tell us yet. But you are a believer that you should ask. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
yes.
Hang on 1 second.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Putting a wrap on first pick. A guy went out on a date, went in for the first kiss, and the girl goes, "Don't you think you should ask first?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh my God, is there, you know, are there new rules that I'm not aware of?" Kayla says there is a rule that governs this. We will get that in a second. And Cheyenne, God bless you, because it right up until this moment, everybody else was like, no, don't ask. It's a vibe killer. You do believe that you should ask for the first kiss.
Yes. I mean, you don't want to make the woman uncomfortable. You don't know. It's the first date. You're just meeting her. You don't really know if she's into you. And if she is into you, you don't know if she's comfortable even kissing on the first date. Like, if my boyfriend, my current boyfriend, had tried to kiss me on the first date and didn't even ask, there wouldn't have been a second date. Because
isn't that a bit of a barometer of how you can find out if they're into you or not? Is that by going for the first kiss?
By asking, you can find out.
How many dates did you go on with your boyfriend before you kissed?
We went on dates for a month before we kissed.
Damn. How many do you think? You love it. I like that. You love it. How many dates do you think that was?
Like 4 or 5, maybe. We hung out all the time, so I don't really...
There's a lot of people who believe that by that point you should be doing a lot more than kissing.
Are you a bit of a control freak?
I am not.
You are so... You most certainly are.
Only when it comes to kissing.
Yeah. I think it's actually really sweet. I will not go by that, but I will not go by the asking rule, but that's actually very sweet that you guys waited that long to do the first kiss.
I'll say it.
Thank you.
I'll bet, my God, by the time you by the time you unlocked that gate, Jesus, did he try to eat your face? I mean, was it just so hot?
Yeah, now he won't stop kissing me.
Oh man, because he doesn't know when you go shut off that faucet again.
Exactly.
He doesn't know when that well's going to dry up.
That's funny.
Good for you. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's interesting. And there's, you know, everybody's different.
Of course.
Wow. And, oh my God, how much does he love her? That, like, if he's waiting out, I don't know if I'd have waited a month.
No way to get the first kiss.
Unless she's that hot and he really digs her that much.
Like I said earlier, some people like the waiting. Like, oh, you know, don't give him everything right up front because, you know, make him work for it a little bit. Some guys like that, don't they?
No.
No.
No. No,
no. There's all this stuff about, oh, if you give it up on the first date, he's not going to respect you. No, that's not true.
No, if you're not respectable, then he's not going to respect you. Know what I mean?
Hmm.
There's a lot more that goes into it than that.
I'm still waiting to hear this rule.
Are you ready for this rule?
So that's the thing. So Kayla, not shockingly, because Kayla likes rules and likes structure and all that kind of stuff like that. Not surprisingly. There is a rule that Kayla has found that governs this.
It's based on a Will Smith movie called Hitch. So if you're like me and you don't want to ask on the first date for the kiss, then you do the 90-10 rule, which is you go 90% of the way into the kiss, and then you make them come the extra 10%. And that's how you can tell. Don't go all the way. You're going to make them come just a little bit towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 90-10 rule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. We're just here to help.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
So Logan Paul, that YouTube star, is in so much trouble right now to the point where he's losing his gig. I'll tell you what YouTube is doing in just a second. But first, I wanted to tell you about James Franco. He addressed the sexual misconduct allegations against him yesterday on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
There are stories that need to get out. There are people that need to be heard. I have my own side of this story, but I believe in, you know, these people that have been underrepresented, getting their stories out enough that I will, you know, hold back things that I could say just because I believe in it that much. And if I have to take a knock because I'm not gonna, you know, try and, you know, actively refute things, then I will, because I believe in it that much.
I just don't know if I believe him or not, because he's got, he went through the 17-year-old scandal a couple of years ago, and now he's going through the ones now, and he's like, oh, you know, I'll take a step back and not say anything if that's going to help the cause.
So what's not to believe here?
I don't know. I can't tell if he was genuine or if he's just saying what he wants.
That's the hard part. They're actors.
I know. It's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Have you guys seen that IKEA ad that's going around? It's going viral.
Brilliant.
It's a Swedish IKEA ad that also is a pregnancy test. So they're saying that if you use it and it comes back positive, you'll get a discount on the IKEA cribs.
And they told you to pee on it.
Oh,
and
really?
it will tell you whether you're pregnant or not.
Yeah.
And it does, for whatever, you know. And also it reveals your discount on a crib. It's brilliant.
That's awesome.
So Mariah Carey is capitalizing on this moment from New Year's Eve.
I just want to take a sip of tea, if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
Good for you.
She has now unveiled a merchandise line inspired by her tea emergency. It's featuring T-shirts bearing the line, I was told there would be tea. And then other ones said, #, I found my tea. It also features a mug that you can hold and sip your tea, which is fun. Yeah. So, YouTube has finally responded to Logan Paul's Suicide Forest situation. And for those of you that don't know, Logan Paul went into the Japanese Suicide Forest where they actually found a dead body, and he sort of mocked it a little bit. YouTube actually yanked the video and now pulled his multi-million subscriber channels from Google Preferred, which aggregates the top content for you on the side of your bar when you go into YouTube. YouTube will also not feature Logan in their fourth season of Foursome, and in his new originals are on hold.
You know what video was more offensive than that from him? He does this Japanese stereotype thing when he's in Tokyo. Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah.
That's
offensive.
It's just culturally insensitive. It's awful.
Yeah, the other thing was you're stupid.
Yeah.
The Suicide Force thing, you're stupid.
Yeah.
This other thing where he's going around in Tokyo and doing the, remember how everybody got all excited or upset when Miley Cyrus and they did the fingers with the eyes thing?
Yes.
And this is that times 100.
So, it's really bad.
Yeah, he's probably getting what he, and at first I went, God, YouTube, why are you stirring this back up again? It was already done. But then the fact that they're taking action.
It's kind of cool, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's their business.
I feel bad when people's lives are ruined because they're stupid, but what are you going to do?
That's the Kayla Report.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, hey, you know you got at least one person on your side today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I'm starting off on a good note with
you
guys.
Right? Well, because, I mean, it was good of you to reach out and at least trust us. And this is why we love the P1s, you bring the drama and let us sort stuff out, which is always fun. And not a lot of shows get to do this kind of stuff. But honestly,
yeah,
Dave,
and then I get to butter you up before I go on, right?
Bingo. Uh-huh. Honestly, though, Davey, from now on, you have to be the one to talk to him.
Okay.
Because I can't. No, I shouldn't be allowed.
Take your biases out of this, Chet.
I should be sequestered away from the witness.
That makes sense.
Because otherwise I get biased. So anyway, tell us about this a-hole boyfriend of yours.
So here's the thing. My boyfriend and I, we are actually up for the same job. Mm-hmm. So pretty much we work for the same company, but we're in different departments. So I work in sales and he's in distribution.
Right.
And, you know, it's an awesome company. We're both very happy there. But I've been kind of looking for some sort of transition. So, actually, one of our sister companies has an opening on the digital side. And I honestly think that would be the perfect fit for me.
I agree because you're spectacular.
You're hired.
Well, we're hiring.
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about it. I'm just playing into my biases.
You're moving from sales to digital. Why is it a perfect fit for you?
Yeah, you know, it's very creative. It's a creative position, but, you know, it doesn't have those restrictions of commission and all, which is totally what I'm looking for. It fits with me. You know, plus our company isn't really keen to the idea of relationships within. So, we wouldn't necessarily have to hide our relationship anymore, which would be very cool, because that gets a little tricky at work, if you can imagine. So anyways, I was telling him about this idea of applying last night, and he's just like, oh my God, you know, I should apply actually too, and we can double our chances at the position. And, you know, I'm sitting there just thinking like, what the hell? So I go and I talk to him about it. And I'm like, look, I don't think that you understand. I really want this job. And,
How are you doubling your chances? It's not you're playing the lottery.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Good question. You are speaking to the choir. I don't know.
How does this? Okay. Because it's a really great job.
I don't know. He just turns to me and he's like, well, you know, I think we should apply just to make sure. And like, just keep saying we this and we that, like it's some sort of co-position or something needs two people. No, like I really want this job and I feel like he doesn't think I can get it now or something. And I feel like my blood is boiling almost.
Yeah. By we, he means him.
Exactly. I'm like, look, I just opened up to you and told you how much I want this job, how unhappy I am at this other job, and here you are sweeping it under, trying to almost steal it from me.
God,
you know?
I think that's a new record. January 11th, and somebody's already sleeping on the couch in the new year. That's wow. That's awesome. That's...
Oh, yeah. She definitely slept on the couch last night.
That's... And he hasn't backed off this. Like, he's still... You've told him that he's... Have you, obviously, you've probably had a discussion about this, and he's not backing off the idea that you both need to apply.
Right, right. And you know, this all did just happen. But at the same time, I'm almost baffled right now because I'm like, how can I date somebody who doesn't respect me and doesn't think that I'm capable of doing this job without him, you know?
And Kayla, am I wrong here? This feels, and Haley as well, this feels like mansplaining times a million.
A little bit. Oh. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to think about where his head is at in all of this. And the fact that he keeps saying, we, like, this will be good for us and everything like that. If you apply for the same position that I don't know how you have the, you know, cojones to go after the same job that the person you're dating is.
Well, Haley, this is, I don't think it's a huge foul. I think what he's thinking about while he didn't do it correctly is the idea of the two of you being able to have your romance out in the open and doubling down the opportunities that you can do that. I don't think it's a respect issue or that he thinks that you're bad at your job or couldn't do it at all. Quite
or
honestly.
Maybe he's just thinking of it like money wise and thinking like, oh, we can double our chances and getting that money. But that's not necessarily what it's about to me. You know, it's just, this seems like the perfect fit for me, and I don't know. I just don't see how he can go and kind of take that from me.
Yeah, happiness-wise, she's already explained this. Oh, this is a huge foul for me. How he's trying to take away her happiness right now.
Yeah, I'm applying for the job. Oh, me too. I should do it too. That way at least one of us will get it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I reading that right?
That's what it sounded like to me. That's why I'm kind of pissed off right now.
All right. Well, we'll sort through it. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck. I hope you get at the end of the day, I hope you get the job, and let's see how he reacts. You know what I mean?
You,
after you get
I'm not
the job.
Backing down.
Don't back down, girl. That you earned this job. You found it, and he's just piggybacking on your findings.
Yeah, we really have no idea, but again, we're completely biased in you.
Yeah, we like you.
Yeah, we like you, and we haven't even talked
to him. I like you guys, too.
Talk to him. Thank you. Have a great day.
We'll see him.
We also heard that he's an LA Kings fan, so we really don't like him.
Yeah, he's the guy who showed up at the game the other night in a Rangers jersey.
Oh, you
what
shut
a,
up.
Get over it, you guys. Actually, next year, if you keep showing up and you're in the opposing, we still have like half it. You know, that's another thing.
Guys, I don't think it's he's made a mistake, but I don't think it's that.
It's not breakupable.
I think that I understand where she's going, but I don't think she needs to go there.
So is it? And we need to do this quickly. But 702-364-9898.
If I may, I focus more on that they can live out in the open with their relationship. Guys make a mistake of being problem solvers. I do this all the time. Your wife is telling you something, she's upset about something, and you immediately try to solve the problem instead of listening. That's the biggest mistake, men, you will make in your relationship. Let me finish. He should have listened here. Instead, he tried to solve a problem and tried to fix this. Well, we both can have it, then we can live out in the whatever. He made a mistake. He should apologize. Now, I will say this. If he continues to go for this job, then yes, he's a D. But he just made a mistake. Thank you.
Jesus says she just wants the job for herself. He thinks she's being selfish.
No, she's not.
She just wants, this is his thought now. She wants the job for herself, obviously. But if Haley and I, if his girlfriend, Jesus says, and Jesus had an opportunity to get a raise and apply for a job that we both want to get, I don't care if she gets hers or if I get it, the bills are going to get paid.
It's not about that, though. Mm-hmm. It's about she said this was the perfect job for her. This is what she wants. So what I don't understand is why this guy, and by the way, Spence, he wasn't solving a problem. There was no problem to solve. She was telling him about a job that she was applying for that wasn't an issue at all to resolve. So he wants it for himself. He's being selfish.
That's the part that weirds me out on this, is him going, yeah, I should go for it too. Although, Raven, you're on the boyfriend's side on this.
I am.
Tell us why, please.
Actually, because I'm a bartender. And all day long, all I see are people coming in upset about relationship issues. And most of the time, it's because they don't see it from the other person's perspective. And in all honesty, he could be really trying to do this so that they could have that open relationship, because that is most likely something that she has complained about and wanted before. And like Seth said, he's trying to be a problem solver. He's trying to figure out how to fix that for her.
Then go get a job at a different company, not the same job she's going for.
Yeah.
No, I agree, but he may not realize that is that important to her. Communication issues are like the biggest problem in relationships. People don't know how to communicate properly, and then they end up saying something that they don't mean to or not wording it enough. And it gets complicated.
I'm appreciative. I am appreciative of that, but you don't go for the same job.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shirley really quick. Go ahead, Shirley.
Hello.
Go ahead. We're really short on time, so if you'd like to make your point, please do.
Okay, fine line is, if he goes for it and he gets it, he thinks he's got a problem in the relationship now, he's going to pay the long consequences with it. Yeah. He probably might lose her. But he's being selfish. He's not thinking about her.
Yep. That was the question. Like, can you actually be happy for that person if they get it?
Yeah, although, back to the other side. Shelley, you think Haley's being a big baby.
Yeah, I do. I think that she needs to suck it up. She has more competition for a position that she's wanting, and she can't handle it. She's counted herself out. That's why she's mad at him. She thinks he's probably better suited for it. And I think that they're not married. So if you're not married and you haven't been talking about this position with your spouse or something like that, then why shouldn't he go for it? They might not work out. If they don't work out and he gets a position that he really wants, then why not go for this?
Why do you want to get friendly fire in this case?
Well, first of all, I'm all about competition personally. I'm not allowed to go to game nights with my husband anymore.
Awesome.
But, I mean, I'm all about it. I think that if they both want to apply, they should both apply, and may the best man win or woman win. It just is what it is. If you think you're better for the position than him, then why should you care that he is going for it?
That's a really good point.
I find this fascinating, because that seems to be where the divide is one or the other is being a big baby. one or the other is truly, there's not a whole lot of middle on this one. Hot Chick Val, what if he wants to do what?
Oh, okay. So what I was thinking is, he did make a mistake, like Spence said. He was trying to fix a problem, even if it's not this direct problem with the job. He knows there's an underlying problem of them working together. So that's where his mind went. So he made a mistake there. But at this point, I think he's thinking maybe they both should go for it, and there's probably going to be more than one round of interviews, and he should tank it. Not that he doesn't think she could get it, but it's stacking the deck in her favor, because he'd be one more candidate that she doesn't have to compete against. And then he can just tank it at the end, or, you know, not go on with the next round of interviews to get the position. So it's, you know, assuring her to get it.
Does that not just play into the point that she made, though, that he doesn't think she can get the job?
Yeah, she needs his help.
So, honey, but I should apply, too, to make sure that you...
I don't think that was his original intent. I think it was what Spence said, that he just made a mistake trying to fix it. That happens to me all the time with my boyfriend, trying to fix things. So now at this point, to make it better, I think he should, you know, bow out of it once he's being considered, because that just stacks the deck in her favor. I wouldn't mind my guy doing that for me. It's not saying you won't be able to get it, but why not stack the deck in your favor?
I would be so resentful of my boyfriend if he was like, let me help you with this real quick, because I'm not really sure if you can pull off this interview process quite right.
Has he already applied?
What? No, I don't think he has yet. I think it was just in discussions last night.
I don't know. Well, this goes back a couple of days. So, and he's already slept on the couch.
If he's already applied, then that's a way of him getting out of it, you know, getting to a certain point. But I mean, they're only going to interview so many people, so he'll be taking the slot of someone else, so she'd have less competition. I don't see anything wrong with that at this point.
God, no, you're right, Spence. It was last night.
No, she said last night.
This week feels like it's been so long already. I was like, oh, no, we got this email a couple of days ago. No, it was last night.
Then you should go with Spence's thing.
And if she expresses to him very clearly, look, this is something I want, and he doesn't back down, then you got issues.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He needs to stay.
He's in the wrong because she did call him out on it, and he's still going to apply.
Yeah, he slept on the couch last night. That should be a fairly clear message. I think
that's his ego.
I think that's communication, right? Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day. You can totally see this being made into a movie sometime soon. 61-year-old grandfather, and God, my God, I don't know if this is the same for girls. At some point, I would believe in most guys' lives. If you've ever played any sort of sport or you always hope that you would be discovered. That someone would see your talent, whatever it might be, and discover you.
Sure.
And if you do anything that's performance based.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a great story. The guy who ended up, I'm sorry, this is a really old reference, but the guy who was Howard Stern's pig virus, pig vomit. Yeah. Whatever, you know, that guy from the movie Private Parts.
Yes.
There's the old story of that guy. His name's Kevin Matheny. True story. He was on the radio one night in Oklahoma City. He was 17 years old. And a legendary programmer was driving through Oklahoma City, heard him on the radio, called the request line, said, I'm going to stay here one more day. I want to take you with me and make you a star. And went to the guy's house and asked his mother if he could take him with him.
Huh.
To go. That's how his career was born.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you always hope that you might be discovered. Well, a 61-year-old grandfather named Don Byers was out golfing at a pretty tough course in Nebraska back in the fall. And he was a few strokes under par after 9 holes, which is really good if you're an amateur.
Yeah.
One of the other golfers he was with was a guy named Rob Brown, who teaches the golf team at Bellevue University. He's the coach at Bellevue University in Omaha. And he joked that if Don had some college eligibility left, he could make the team. Davey just sent me some audio. Does it tell the story from there?
Yes.
The audio?
Yes.
All right.
I went to college on a baseball scholarship. I was a pitcher and then blew up my arm and saw if I went into the workforce. But nobody believes it. They all laugh. And then once they figure out that it's for real, they're 100% behind me. They just said, go on your bucket list, live your dream.
We skipped part of that story. So again, he told you about the whole, you know, the baseball thing. So he's still got college eligibility left.
Huh.
And the coach kept on him for a couple of weeks. What started out as a joke, the 61-year-old grandfather named Don Byers has enrolled at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska, and he's taken a few courses this semester, including English, history, and communications. And is going to join the golf team this spring.
Wow.
It's awesome. So this continues. There's more with Don, and at some point his coach is in here too.
I'll just have to compete, and I guess the ball doesn't know who's hitting it. So as long as I tell the ball to do the right thing and goes in the hole, I should be competitive.
Have a 61-year-old is one thing, but to have a 61-year-old that can really play. He's got one of those great personalities. He loves hanging out with my guys. He's starting to work out already. He can't walk after the workouts, of course.
It's awesome. You just never know.
That's awesome.
You never know. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Old friend, it's good to have you back.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Our contestant panicked.
Oh, no.
Hung up. Davey's having to grab another one. He's hustling.
First name?
Oh, see? Here's what he has to go through. Just listen.
Okay. Last name?
Mm-hmm. I'm watching. He'll tell them to turn their radio.
All right, buddy. And make sure your radios turn all the way down the back, okay?
See? Look behind the scenes.
All right, man. One sec.
Yeah. All right. Good. You got him?
Got him.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Good job of screening. Woo! Good work.
Heard that whole thing. Good job.
Yep. So who is it?
Jason Jackson.
Hey, JJ, what's up, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Can we call you JJ? Are we good enough friends?
Oh, of course.
Right on, man. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. You know how this works. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. I'm sorry, Jim Bob Cooter.
You know what? If you want to say Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, you go right. It's all JBC to us,
right?
It's all good. And thank you for providing me with today's final exam question. So, are you gonna cheeseburger today?
Not today.
Oh, man. You are on this. He's on it. Let's see how it works. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. What NFL Hall of Famer issued a warning to Raiders players about their new coach, John Gruden?
Charles Woodson.
What celebrity chef's soon-to-be-opening restaurant reportedly already has 12,000 reservations?
Gordon Ramsay.
What former Jersey Shore star's spouse, Jesus, that's hard to say, blasted off on social media in response to rumors of their troubled marriage?
Samantha.
Just yeah. What Las Vegas headliner revealed that they got legally married in private with the party to come soon? Got to answer.
Donald Trump.
And what NFL team fired two coaches yesterday with possibly more to come?
Cleveland Browns.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
I was fooling around, gave him a couple extra seconds, as you may have noticed, to get through. We will give Spence the same consideration, should that be needed. It looks to me you're going to need two to keep that money safe.
Okay.
As we get back in the saddle on Spence's challenge, he got one, you'll need two.
All right.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Tom, we'll start when I read the first one. You ready, buddy?
I'm ready, Chet.
What NFL Hall of Famer issued a warning to Raiders players about new coach John Gruden?
Jerry Rice.
What celebrity chef's soon-to-be-opening restaurant reportedly already has 12,000 reservations?
Gordon Ramsay.
What former Jersey Shore star's spouse blasted off on social media in response to rumors of their troubled marriage?
Snooki.
What Las Vegas headliner revealed they got legally married in private with the party to come soon?
Ricky Martin.
And what NFL team fired two coaches yesterday with possibly more to come?
Oh, those poor Seahawks of Seattle, Washington.
Taking care of business, man.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Speaking of taking care of business, let's see how we did here. What NFL Hall of Famer issued a warning to Raiders players about new coach John Gruden? JJ said...
Charles Wilson.
Charles Woodson, I believe, was what that was. Okay. Spence said...
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice said it.
We are kasha.
He said, you better match his energy or it's going to be rough.
Yeah, if you're not with the program, you'll be out of the program.
What celebrity chef soon-to-be-opening restaurant reportedly already has 12,000 reservations? Jason said...
Gordon Ramsay.
Spence said...
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen, which opens in 2 weeks. Opens in 2 weeks, 12,000 reservations already, and you're right.
Booyah! Booyah!
But that's two booyah for Spence, only one
booyah
for you. What former Jersey Shore star's spouse blasted off on social media in response to rumors of their troubled marriage? JJ said...
Samantha.
Spence said...
Snooki.
Booyah! Booyah!
That was a guess, too.
Booyah!
Sure was, wasn't it? Sure was. Good for you, man. Three for Spence. What Las Vegas headliner revealed they got legally married in private with the party to come soon? JJ said...
Donald Trump.
See a Las Vegas headliner. Spence said...
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin. Yeah. They went and got married, and he goes, yeah, we just did it.
Yeah.
We just did it. We're going to have a big party soon. And for Spence...
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
And what NFL team fired two coaches yesterday with possibly more to come? Jason said...
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they probably should have.
Yeah.
But Spence said...
Those poor Seahawks of Seattle, Washington.
Ain't nothing poor about it. I'm never a big one for firing coaches. I feel lighter today.
Oh, really?
And look at your boy Spence. One,
booyah!
Two,
booyah!
Three,
booyah!
Four,
booyah!
And five! Booyah!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Man, and I'm sorry, JJ, we like you an awful lot, but...
So you get
Nothing.
Nothing.
You lose.
Lose.
Good day, sir.
Hey, sir.
Like the 459 souls before you, JJ, you've been dismissed.
We're number 460 today. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're a good dude, but we got to let you go.
I appreciate it. Love you,
guys. Yeah, you know what? You got to call more often. Thank you. Jason Jackson. I like that guy. And you missed it. We said, we don't say pass on this show. We said, what? And he goes, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. same JBC.
I kind of like that.
That will be the final exam answer today at 9:40.
Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
JJ gave us a new one. Instead of Jim Bob Cooter, he said what? Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Awesome.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, I tried this yesterday. It didn't work very well. I'm going to try it again today. Hey, David, the show killer. Who's on the phone?
Jeremy Lance from Mountain's Edge.
Or actually, I'm sorry. Let me try that. I said that wrong. David, the show killer. Who is it? The one Justin Timberlake tickets?
Jeremy Lance from Mountain's Edge.
Hey, that's you.
Hey.
Yeah, see, that worked. That worked a little better.
Yeah.
That worked a little better. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Make your plans for April 14th at T-Mobile for the Man of the Woods tour.
Awesome.
I don't know what that means. Are we all supposed to wear flannel? What's the deal?
Yes.
I don't know.
And since I've been watching the show Northwoods Law a lot, you can't bait the deer stands. You're not allowed to bait the deer stands.
I'm just picturing a sea of flannel right now.
I heard somewhere, and is this right? I heard somewhere that he's actually said, well, we're going to bring the outdoors to you. We're going to bring the woods to you. And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound fun. I'm imagining Justin Timberlake performing at Bass Pro Shops.
That's
You know that the stage looks like Bass Pro Shops.
He comes out in a ghillie suit or whatever it is,
which I love. Yeah. I can spend 4 hours at Bass Pro Shops and never buy a thing.
It's true.
No, there are items you go.
It's fascinating.
I want this, but I'll never use it.
I'm zero use.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna do with stink bait? But I really want to buy some stink bait
What is stink bait?
Stink bait is like you use it. It's stinky. Like it's exactly what it sounds like.
Sure.
It's bait, but it smells horrendous.
And its purpose is?
Just to lure in fish, I think, or something.
I have it.
Yeah.
It's called stink bait.
Yeah.
I do love that there is somebody on this show that's more redneck than me. I do. That's so helpful.
And you're not looking at this right. There is a purpose for stink bait. Oh yes. There is something we could do with it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He's going to go buy stink bait and put it in Lasso's studio just to see if he can figure out.
Kayla.
What?
We haven't talked about this on the air yet. Kayla left her laptop in here. There is a certain midday radio personality who's a bit of a prankster.
Yeah.
Kayla left her laptop in here yesterday, and next thing you know, her Facebook status has been changed to say she's engaged.
So mad yesterday. I was so mad. But the worst part, can I tell the story real quick?
Oh, yeah?
The worst part was that I didn't discover it for like 9 hours.
Oh.
And no one commented on the update.
Which, that's weird.
I know, right?
Isn't that odd?
Nobody was happy, I guess, for me.
Is that odd, Lasso? The 9 hours?
No one commented?
Yeah.
Not a like, not a comment, nothing.
I was trying to think if I was on Facebook yesterday and I saw it or not.
I didn't see it.
And I guess I was, but I did not see it. And I wasn't on there very much.
Yeah, because I was on there a couple times. I didn't see it either.
Like I said, I checked Facebook a couple of times, had no idea that it was on my page because nobody commented on it.
God, maybe they're like, there's no way.
Exactly. Everyone...
But usually you'd comment and go, all right, who got you?
Yeah, well, I would anyhow, but I mean, unfortunately, I quickly deleted it, not before I screenshot it, though, and showed it to my boyfriend how pathetic our relationship is.
No one's happy for us.
No,
it's doomed.
No, everybody knows you. Everybody knows him. And they know that he wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Not right now. He wouldn't dare because you're so dead set against it.
Yep.
That's right. You'll turn. Your birthday, what? You're going to be 29?
My birthday is literally a week from today.
29 or 30?
29.
Yeah, give it another year.
You'll be like, oh, please marry me. Somebody please marry me.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. From the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios, it's Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
if you missed it a moment ago, a follow-up to Monica planning a kiss on her ex-stepbrother after a coffee reconnect.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they were kids and he was a dork and they both blossomed and all that. And now he's hot. So says Monica. And she wanted to know if that was, obviously there's nothing, they don't share blood.
No.
You know what I mean? Mo, who's Monica's mom, just happened to be listening when Monica told her story.
What happened to that nice boy from work?
He's still around.
What's wrong with him? I mean, there are a million guys in Las Vegas, and you pick the one that you're related to, that you were raised with? Oh, honey, I don't know.
He's in business school, and he's easy to talk to.
Well, I'm sure there's more than one guy in business school, maybe a guy you weren't raised with, that you didn't live with as brother and sister. Think about this. Monica, Elizabeth, think about this for 5 minutes. Where are you going to go in the future with this? Are you thinking about having, like, a long-term relationship?
So, follow-up email. How about this? My over 40-year-old friend took me out for beers the other night, asked if he could date my 21-year-old daughter. However, what I say doesn't really matter because I guess they have been secretly dating for the last 3 months. Ew, which 3 months?
Yep.
They've been dating. Gross. This is a guy who's seen my daughter grow up since birth. Here's where it gets, I guess where it gets weird. My son is getting married and my best friend and daughter want to attend the wedding as a couple. I am absolutely reeling from all of this. Even as I type, I can barely breathe. I didn't see this coming. This is a guy who's been a great friend for most of my adult life. I know he hasn't done anything illegal, but obviously I feel deeply betrayed. While I may have already lost my best friend, I don't want to lose my daughter too. So do I swallow my pride and give my blessing for him to take my daughter to my son's wedding, or do I make a big deal out of this and pull the invitation?
Oh, that's okay. So tough.
Let me put a picture into your head. And again, you may lose your daughter too. So you either have to suck it up and try not to lose your best friend and your daughter, who up until 15 minutes ago was the center of your universe.
Yep.
Or do you potentially lose them both forever?
I might have a solution for this.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Now, just imagine they're at the wedding as a couple, and you've finally gotten to where you kind of put it out of your head. Maybe you're okay with this. And then, you know, everybody's having a nice time. You look out on the dance floor and this song is playing.
Awesome.
You're there dancing with your new daughter-in-law. You look over. There's your boy and your daughter and Ed Sheeran singing.
I found a love for me.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Do you really think you see a way through on this? Like a solution?
It's a really risky solution, but
got
yes.
Okay. a follow-up to the Monica, what was his name, Brandon?
Yeah.
Her ex-stepbrother. She kissed him on his mouth. She thinks he's hot. She kind of wants to date her ex-stepbrother. And this guy's like, yeah, well, I hold my beer. I got this. My over 40-year-old friend took me out the other night. His best friend is dating his 21-year-old daughter.
Ugh.
And they've been doing it in secret for a while, literally. Now, son is getting married. Best friend and daughter want to attend the wedding as a couple. He's already, you know, hurt and betrayed by his best friend. Doesn't want to lose his daughter, too. And but how much can you take? I love this, AJ. This guy needs a readjustment. Just the idea. This guy needs a readjustment. Brooke, if the situation was reversed and I had a son and my friend was dating him, I'd definitely want to kick her ass. Hell no, I don't give a rat's about age difference. This is different. If somebody helped wipe food off your chin as a baby, they should in no way ever want to date you. They are like another parent.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't...
It's so weird. That's the part I have an issue with.
Ben has a question. What's your question?
My question is, I don't know how this guy went to the bar with his buddy, had drinks, and didn't knock him off the bar stool. I mean, I would have lost more than my friend and my daughter. I would have lost my freedom for a few days. There's a line to draw. That, I mean, I have a daughter. She just turned 12 the other day. And, you know, she, my good friends I grew up with, you know, they'll be in their 40s when she's 21. I mean, they're like uncles to her. There's no way that can ever, ever happen. You know what I mean?
How do you not lose your daughter, though? That's the only part that I'm...
Yeah, because daddy, I love him.
Daughter, daddy, she'll always come back to you. She's always going to be your little girl no matter what. You just got to teach her right from wrong and let her know, hey, this is wrong. You don't do this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's already bad enough. The guy's 20 years older than her and watched her grow up at that.
Kayla went down that road, though.
That's a pedophile.
You dated older guys.
Well, I've dated an older guy. When I was like 25, I dated a guy that was pushing 50.
Thank you, Ben.
And it wasn't and it wasn't that big of a deal.
Ben says pedophile.
No, see, it's not that big of a deal when you become that age. Your maturity levels are very even, too. Especially if you're with someone that's never been married, typically they're not already jaded by marriage and having a serious relationship like that.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty even when it comes to mentality.
I'm really want to hear your solution in a minute, though. The high-risk maneuver. Ashley, you're...
Yes.
Okay, I get it. Your husband's how much older than you?
He's actually 27 years older.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But he's not your dad's best friend, is he?
No, but that's what I was saying. You know, in Vegas, it's really hard to find a good guy, and I don't know your friend. But the maturity levels, you know, because I have a previous husband, and when we had what split us apart is when I got pregnant, we had our daughter. I grew up, he kind of didn't. And that's what kind of tore us apart. And then, you know, we divorced and I was working at, you know, where I was working, we were coworkers, and he was just a friend of mine. And then when, you know, over a year, we kind of started dating. It was secret at first because we did not want everybody to know in our department just yet. And it was kind of weird. I've never dated an older man. I was only 24 years old. He was even like, hey, I feel kind of weird with you being so young too. And, you know, but eventually... I mean, but he treats me awesome. He is the best husband I can ask for. I would think that my parents would have had an issue with it, and they didn't like it at first until they met him.
And this is a great story, and I'm appreciative of it, but it's not your dad's best friend. And that's the much bigger issue here to me.
Yeah.
Is that not the much bigger issue, Spence?
That's the only issue.
It's the only issue. Yeah. You're right. It's the only issue.
And she's of age and he's of age and they can do whatever they want. But
and I fully feel like that friendship between you and him would definitely need to be put on a hold because of that until you see it actually fully works out. But you cannot, like, okay, so it's girls, especially at 21 years old or me at 24, my parents didn't like the fact that I was dating an older man until they met him, and they didn't meet him till a year later.
Again, we're looping. Ashley, hang on. We got to go here. No, but that's not the point. The age, I don't think, do we all agree? The age difference is not an issue here.
Yep. I don't mind.
As it pertains to this story.
No.
The fact of the matter is that is your best friend. He watched this little girl grow up, and now that he is an adult, he's like, I can't even say the words. He's like, I got to slice me off a hunk of that. You know?
The problem is that dad knows how much of a dog this guy is. He's been out with him. The guy has probably done some pervy things. I mean, we all do things, but he's seen him at his worst if they've been friends for that long.
And I'm so bummed. I'm so bummed that Russ hung up because Russ is advocating for letting this happen. And his reasoning was about as solid as anything. I was completely against this and trying to figure out a way to save your relationship with the daughter. And I was kind of siding with Ben, who said she'll always come back to you. She's your daughter. And I was kind of like, well, maybe that's that lessens the sting. But Russ had a great idea. I'll share it with you in a minute. Michelle, tell you're looking at this from the daughter's side.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
No.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Well, not if you don't talk.
Oh, no. Yeah. If you're not going to say anything, we can't hear you. Yeah.
No, I'm here.
Right. So just plow ahead. Don't worry about us.
Okay. So I'm here. What I'm saying is, from the daughter's perspective, she's an adult. She's made a decision to enter this relationship. And there's this talk about, well, the father's going to lose his daughter. But has she realized that the ramifications of her actions, that she might lose her father and what that fallout is? So she has some responsibility in this as well. And then the second piece I wanted to say was, for the dad, I was in a similar situation. And what I did was I told my son, the most important thing for me was to get through this and make sure that he was happy. But they need to give him some time to adjust. So if this wedding is in 2 days or 3 months, you know, that's the piece that they need to take into consideration. They need to give him a chance to adjust and get used to it. And if he says they can't come, they need to respect it. If it's 6 months from now, then the dad and the daughter as a family need to work together and figure out what's going to happen over the next couple of months. Got it. Used to this or not.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. By the Spence way, with a thought.
Yeah, she's not losing a father. She's gaining a daddy.
You're just why I made room for that.
Because that was funny.
Why I made room for that.
That's right.
Patricia. Funny. Here's Patricia. It is
yes. It
is vitally important that you hang on. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have time?
Yes.
Do we need to call you back?
No, that's fine. I'm still here.
I just need we need a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
Because this has happened to you.
Yes.
Oh.
There will be no Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown today. It will be preempted
by
Patricia, who has had this happen to her. How did she? You know, we talked about Brooke, who said if this situation was flipped,
right?
You know, I'd go nuts. Well, Patricia has had that happen to her. How old was your son?
19.
How old was your best friend?
32.
And tell the story.
So I guess my son and my friend were dating for a little while before my girlfriend actually told me. And the thing is that, I mean, when she told me, yeah, I wanted to drag her down a flight of stairs. But the thing is that my son was young, and I figured, you know, she's a good person. And I had a feeling that it was going to just play itself out, and it did.
Spence is nodding. Spence is nodding his head in agreement.
You know, it played itself off. I didn't want to push it because I didn't want to push my son away. Are we still best friends? No, my son is 24. He's moved on, I think, like 4 different times. And basically, you know what I mean? It's like we never lost our friendship. Now, her and I, yeah, like I ate my pride, and we still continued to be friends while they were dating. But then when I told her, don't come complaining to me if, you know, he hasn't called you, seen you, or whatever, because that's what 19-year-old boys do, you know? So after, you know, he was done doing what 19-year-old boys do, you know, he's like, that was it. And I told her, hey, that's what you get. And that was it.
Yeah. And I kind of side with Patricia in that don't lose your daughter over a walk on the old side. You know what I mean?
They've only been dating 3 months. You know, it's like things can change. She can all of a sudden, knowing she's got a good dad behind her, she can see all the other things that are going on. And it's like, you know, it could be just a phase.
That was Russ's point, was at least, you know, who the guy is, and with him knowing that you're watching, he will treat her like gold.
Right.
He will treat her better than anyone will ever treat her in her life. This is Russ's words.
Yeah.
I'm still, it creeps me out. But yeah, that he says same idea, that this will probably play itself out, and if they do, you know, fall in love and it goes further, well then
right. I mean, we've got a good relationship, and then obviously we know we can stand by it. And is the friendship going to change? Yeah, but at least you and your daughters didn't.
Wow, man, that's great, Patricia. Thank you for sharing. Kayla, your high risk maneuver.
So it's a little challenging, but you might be able to pull it off if you go to your daughter and tell her, you know, crazy Aunt Millie really wouldn't be comfortable with this because she's known Bob for a while, and she probably, you know how she can be. She's probably not going to be able to get around it. So I think it'd be best if you didn't bring him along. And then, oh, okay, can't you know, knock crazy Aunt Millie because she's not going to approve of it. So she doesn't bring, you know, her boyfriend along. And then you bring an ex-boyfriend that was just the love of her life or whatever. Bring him along. They rekindle a flame at the wedding. They're dancing. They're like, you know, because it's behind her. She's good. And then hopefully that rekindles and she leaves your best friend.
You watch a lot of movies.
Yeah. None of that's going to happen.
Yeah, none of that.
You have failed.
I told you it's a high-risk maneuver.
Oh, God bless you. That ain't happening.
Why'd you just give her $1 million to stop dating him?
That's a movie, too.
Give him $1 million. Yeah, stop dating him.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
As long as I have been a hockey fan, I didn't know that there was such a thing as a bye week. But apparently we're on one with the Golden Knights. And yet they still dominate the headlines. I don't know if you heard, but the Army has filed a trademark, whatever. They're going after them on trademark violation grounds. And I know there was like a deadline for the filing, and so that's why they decided they'd go for it. The Golden Knights have released their reply, which I believe is written by the same guy who does the Golden Knights Twitter. The reason why I do believe this is, you know, there's yada, yada, yada. We strongly dispute the Army's allegations. The confusion is likely between the Army Golden Knights parachute team and the Vegas Golden Knights Major League Hockey team. Indeed, the two entities have been coexisting without any issues for over a year, along with several other Golden Knights trademark owners. And we are, and here's where this tipped me off to who might have written this. And we are not aware of a single complaint from anyone attending our games that they were expecting to see the parachute team and not a professional hockey game. So, God bless you. There are some folks that are all worked up about it. That, oh, there, you know, get ready for the Desert Knights or the Sand Knights and all that. Or just the Knights.
I'm okay with the Knights.
Probably not.
It's probably Knights anyway.
It's probably not. There's fair usage and stuff like that now, and yeah. So.
But I'll tell you, buy up that gear. Could be a collector's item.
Well, how much does the shirt, the hoodie you're wearing right now say Golden Knights?
No. Nor does the shirt underneath the sweatshirt or my hat.
I have one shirt that says Golden Knights.
I think I might.
I have a few.
Two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That say Golden?
Yeah, that say Golden. VGK, Golden Knights, yeah. I have quite a few, actually.
Well, do what he said then. Go buy it up.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of whether they had already hedged on that. It still could be collector's items.
Mm-hmm.
You never, ever know. We bring in the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Well, I'll just ask you, what do you see? Do you see anything with that whole thing, this trademark deal?
Oh, God, I don't. I wasn't following you. So I really make me understand it, and I can probably tell you what'll happen.
So the Golden Knights, our hockey team here in Las Vegas, is in a trademark dispute with the Army because their precision parachute team is also called the Golden Knights. And truth be told, they have been very open about the idea that the color scheme is based on that because – Bill Foley, the owner of the team, went to West Point, and really wanted to honor the Army more than anything. I'm close to it. I think it's a bad look for the Army. Just stop.
Yeah.
He's trying to honor you by this. Say thank you, maybe. You know,
right? I think that's totally true, but it looks like there may be one attorney in the middle that actually comes up with a brilliant idea, and it's a tweak away from being okay. And so that's what I see.
Is it, by tweak, do you mean check? By tweak, do you mean money?
Well, I don't know if it's a settlement of money. I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of the way they present it somehow. But I see one brilliant attorney that figures out sort of a little bit of a loophole on how to get through this. Mm-hmm. But it's totally a legal thing. It'll go to that space. That's what I see.
There's still a chance, guys, that it could be the Vegas Suge Knights. There's still a chance.
We got a shot. Still could be the Suge Knights.
Come on. I will repeat. You have Tupac as your mascot. Yeah, yeah. It's better than that lizard we got. Tupac.
Gila monster.
Tupac.
Yeah, which is a lizard. It's a lizard. I didn't call it a dinosaur.
No, and it's a lizard or whatever, or the thing from Fantastic Four.
It's exactly what it is.
The thing's love child. Yeah, I don't know. I had something else with that. Oh no! Why not just give them here, Army? We'll give you $1 million in free advertising.
Right.
You know, over the course of the next 10 years or whatever.
Put them on the boards.
And they put an Army thing up on the board. Yeah, I mean, because those things cost a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
But you know what I mean? There's ways that they could put it in the arena, or again, just show love. And I don't know. But again, I'm close to it. So Jessica, let's start with. I know it doesn't sound like an easy one to you, but so how long's your boyfriend been out of work?
He lost his job in May, and he was applying everywhere, and he ended up actually moving to California because he figured that he'll find more work in LA, and he hasn't found nothing.
What does he do?
He's an illustrator. He does like art concept. I mean, he's done like Star Wars games. I mean, he's done tons of things, but he has the experience. He just hasn't been able to get a job.
That's so interesting. Yeah. Gary, do you see anything breaking open for him?
Yeah, I really do. I think I don't know if he's talked to anybody. I see Anaheim. I think that would, of course, be Disney. But I see him getting a job at Disney.
And he has a connection there, and he's been trying to work it, but it's been...
Work it. No, just do it. If he just does it, shows up, goes to dinner, I think he's got to hang out with whoever this person is that he's connected with. And I see a job like right now, like today. Tomorrow.
Awesome.
I mean,
okay.
That's how fast. Okay, that's it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. I just didn't know if you had a bad luck, but okay, awesome. Thank you.
I don't want to call anybody out, but doesn't he sound just like one of our friend? Do you know which friend I'm talking about? If I talk about our friend?
No.
Who did the piece that's out in the hallway?
Yeah.
Sound like our buddy? Sounds a lot like that. That's a tough gig. I got to imagine that's a tough racket. You know?
Yeah, a lot of talented people. And
yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks that think, you know, that think they can do it.
Yeah.
It's all subjective. You know, whether if you find the right person that likes your stuff, weird.
Yeah.
So Cindy, on a completely different note, what kind of health issues are you having right now?
Hi, Gary. I'm almost 50. I am almost 50. I take care of myself. I've had some health issues that no one can kind of seem to get a hold of. I've had like, so I was just seeing if you had any kind of help, any kind of guidance for that.
Well, I see several things, and what I see is mainly endocrine system related. Have you checked your thyroid? Have you had any thyroid tests?
Actually, I keep going back to the thyroid and they keep saying no, but they don't, I've had such widespread symptoms, they kind of can't pin it down, but I will definitely check my thyroid again, for sure.
Okay, well, here's what I see. I think it's I see your thyroid and your adrenals doing something weird, where you get tired, you get ramped up, and then you get exhausted, and so it's kind of a strange thing. But as I see it, I think your pituitary is doing something a little bit strange. And this could be, there could be some medication or something that they do that really helps you. But I think it's a totally endocrine system related. Check your pituitary, but I think it's really affecting your thyroid is what I see. And so, you know, go back and do more of an extensive test with an endocrinologist, and I think you'll nail it. That's what I think. Okay.
Awesome. Oh my God. Listen, I'm going to call you guys back too and let you know for sure.
You promise?
Because I was actually going out of state to
to California, and we've kind of pursued the rheumatological issue. And now that I'm thinking, there might have been a pituitary. I'm going to double check all that. I'm going to call you guys and let you know. Okay. So remember
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
no, we'd like that.
Yeah, it's creating the same thing as an autoimmune kind of a disease, but it's just the symptoms of that, and then they move away. So that's the way it's working, right? And so so if you go there, you can figure it out, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.
You know what's funny? That's my one of, you know, you guys, and I'm sorry, I'm speaking to the room. I mentioned him on the show before, my buddy Gus.
Mm-hmm.
His sister had something that is, I think, is similar to that, where, like, all of a sudden, as an adult, her pituitary gland just said, hey, guess who's awake? And just started spitting stuff out.
Oh, wow.
And it's been rough on her. That's weird. I wonder if there's something that we're eating. You know what I mean? If there's something in our world that is going
to... A lot of things.
Yeah, that's making that happen for folks that we don't know about, that somebody will come up with, you know, 10 years from now. Well, you shouldn't have been drinking Diet Coke while you had a bean burrito. You know what I mean? And everybody goes, damn, I did that every legal. Day.
I'm screwed.
Damn.
Like that.
Well, Linda, these seem to pop up every once in a while. What are you seeing in your house?
Well, for years, my daughter would be in the front room playing and talking, and we would say, you know, we just thought she was playing make-believe. And we'd say, you know, oh, who are you playing with? Are you playing with Anna or Elsa? Or, no, I'm playing with him. I'm like, ooh, Sam.
What movie is that from?
Yeah. My mother-in-law had actually gone to see a psychic, and they told her that her husband, which is my daughter's grandfather, that he always comes to play with her. And, but she's kind of in the past year, she'll mention him, but if I try to ask questions, she just kind of clams up. But a couple weeks ago, we were going to the mall. We were going to see Santa, and I had forgotten something in the house. So I came back in, and, we had left, the hall light on, and, I came around the corner, and it looked like this black shadow came out of the bathroom and went up the hallway. And I mean, I even stopped, like, whoa, what was that? And got what I needed, and I thought, gee, you know, maybe I'm just seeing things, or maybe it was my shadow when I came around the corner. So I had kind of went back by the door and walked back up through the hallway, and I'm like, no, that wasn't my shadow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's what it was. That was really something. You really did see it. And so you first caught it out of the corner of your eye. And then when you focused on it, it sort of went away. And so when I look at this is, you know, many times I talk about these types of entities. They look like the Grim Reaper. Cloaked. Yeah, it was cloaked. And so, but it looks like a black hooded thing. But this particular one was the I'm not demon. There's a demon of I'm not, and they especially attack spiritually gifted kids to teach them that they're not who they are. And so, or to make them feel that way. But I got rid of it right then. You notice your sinuses open, your feet got tingly. See? And so, and you got a little warm in your chest. And so, but I think your daughter is really spiritually gifted. You should make her, you know, aware that she's really special. And this will help her a lot. Tell her to talk to her angels. That'll teach her to go to a higher vibe instead of a lower one. And mm-hmm. so, but she's amazing. She's great. Okay.
Well, that's cool. Well, because we had a rough year last year, so when I saw that, I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
What's been messing with us?
Yeah, well, I got rid of it, and so she'll feel a lot better, and she will be more willing now to probably talk about things. Just let her know that it's okay to talk about, and let her know she's real special, and she can see her angels. And so, and if she sees dark things, well, those are the bad guys. Those are the demons. And so she can ask for spiritual gifts from her angels to get rid of them. So that's how it works. And so, next time I come to town to do a workshop, you got to come in, and I'll work with you guys. I'll show you how to do it. Okay?
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Here's the deal, and I'm envisioning that this is how it goes. He's locked himself in a room. He couldn't get out even if he wanted to because it's snowy and cold and all that kind of stuff. And he's writing and would probably welcome the break to do a privately a reading with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So call 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827.
Are you a psychic, Jed? Exactly.
No, I just know my boy. We've been friends for a lot of years. So
long time.
I know how it works. All right. Well, say hi to all our buddies in Minnesota, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. See you soon. Thank you.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 seconds of randoms.
Final exams might be important to you today too. If you have kids, we have 4 tickets to that Jurassic tour, the big dinosaur expedition.
Expedition.
At the World Market Center this weekend. Those are coming up. Final exam in about 15 minutes. You probably already saw the pictures. It bears mentioning again, alligators hibernate all the time. When they hibernate, they have their nose sticking out of the water just in case something happens, like what happened in Florida with the big, what do they call it, bomb cyclone and all that?
Yeah,
where the water froze and they stick their nose out of the water. And that's how they do it that way anyway, right? You know better than I would.
Yeah, that's how they sleep.
And hibernate. And that's honestly how they saved themselves when all the water froze.
They're like dinosaurs, man. They've been around forever.
Yeah. I don't remember there ever being a big deal about a president saluting the military before Obama. I don't remember anybody making a big deal out of it. And here's the funny thing that I didn't know until just now. Technically, somebody's going to yell at me, I'm sure, but I'm just reading here. Technically, the president is not supposed to salute military officers because even though he's the commander in chief, he's still a civilian. The first president who actually started doing that was Ronald Reagan. That nobody had done it before. Well, I'll bet Eisenhower did because
he was in the military.
He was that dude.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. That apple that you enjoyed this morning, potentially, and you thought, "Ooh, lovely, fresh apple."
Okay.
Was probably in storage for the better part of a year before you got a hold of it.
Wow.
Most of them are.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they keep them in cold storage for quite a while.
Oh.
It's so funny.
I just find stuff like that so gross.
Do the audio equivalent of the face you just made.
Ugh.
Why is it gross?
It's just been sitting there like just rotting for a
it's
year.
Is it rotten when you buy it at the store?
Sometimes when I get it home, they only last like a week. What? I don't understand that.
Sure, like 1 out of 100.
They're going to have ones that go bad.
It's happened to me a couple of times, but like I'll get like one bad apple out of a bunch.
Yes, we know about the bad apple.
You know the old saying. Despite the myths, your hair and fingernails do not keep growing after you die.
You shrink.
You shrink.
But I heard that. The reason your nails look like they keep growing is because your cuticles and skin pull back.
Yeah. You shrink.
What is happening?
You don't want to keep going. I did.
It's your show, bud.
You know, and you'd be served well to remember that, sir.
Every day. Every
when he goes, yeah, when he kicks back and I go, hey, man, it's your show.
Yeah. Something goes wrong. Oh, it's your show.
Dang it. Coca-Cola in 1953 wanted to raise the price from 5 cents a bottle. So they asked the U.S. Treasury Department to start making a 7.5 cent coin.
Wow.
It was considered.
Really?
And then finally, the Treasury Department got their wits about them and said, no, pound sand. So Coca-Cola eventually raised the price to a dime. But at one point in time, because of Coca-Cola, we very nearly had a coin that would be worth 7.5 cents.
That's really funny.
Yeah, kind of. It's wild. And the idea that, like, Coca-Cola was big enough that could happen.
To even consider it.
Crazy. Greatest person in the world, final exam. All moments away after Ed Sheeran. Didn't believe it. And then now there's like actual like evidence about Ed Sheeran's Heinz ketchup obsession. You heard about this?
Yes.
He talks about it on social media all the time. He has the logo tattooed on his arm. It's no joke. And then now this is the part that I don't know, that the Sun tabloid in Britain claims that Ed has his entourage carry an emergency bottle of Heinz ketchup at all times in case that they are somewhere that they don't have it. The source says Ed has made no secret of his Heinz obsession and has run out of patience with going to places that don't serve it. So he has made it a duty of key members of his entourage to carry a bottle wherever he goes.
That's so funny. I knew he loved Heinz ketchup. I didn't know it was that bad. And I've been told that if you go to like restaurants in England and stuff, they don't have ketchup typically there.
There's your answer. So there's your answer. And he wants to make sure he has the ketchup.
Right.
And good for Ed Sheeran from where he came from. And if you don't know the story, I mean, he came from pretty humble beginnings and kind of got knocked around more than a few times before he has become a star. And so, damn it, if he wants to order someone to have a bottle of Heinz, and he's a good dude. So if he wants to order somebody to have a bottle of Heinz ketchup at all times.
I think we should all try to be so successful we have a condiment guy, you know, that just
Would you have a Jameson guy or a Crown guy? Probably depending
pretty
on
readily available. So
it'd be a whiskey guy.
Yeah, whiskey guy. He'd have a whiskey belt, and on his belt would have various whiskeys.
Maybe not just a flask in his pocket.
No, I want somebody to invent a whiskey belt. Oh, I feel like a bourbon today. Oh, I feel like a scotch. Boom. like Old West gun shooter. There's the whiskey or the bourbon or the, yeah, that's awesome. Whiskey belt.
I want to go back to 2005 where I could have twin little people. And one guy would have the sombrero and it would have chips in it. And the other guy would have a sombrero and it'd have dip in it. And that would be their names.
That is the best investment ever.
Chip and dip.
But
you can't do that anymore since 2005. So.
This is the Chep Buchanan Show.
Yeah. Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Yeah, they would travel with me at all times, and I would have chips and dip readily available at all times.
It's funny because I want it for myself just so I could like wear it around. Like right now, I'll be in the show and I don't want to be distracted by anybody else. So I would just wear the sombrero myself and go chip, dip, and then eat it.
Oh, I was going to call Lasso and Davey in here. I was. Oh, Spence wants to go first because he thinks you're going to rat him out of
no,
his.
No, I'm not rat it out. It's low hanging fruit. So I want to get it. I don't like
uh-oh.
To.
That's all right.
I don't like to, you know.
Spence has a really weird thing about co-signing.
Yeah. He does.
If it's a really big thing, yeah. Like, you know, it's the last day of Toy Drive and we're doing it and it's
Where we go, if we go unanimous as a show.
Yes.
But honest to God, like if Kayla comes up with one and I go, that was one I was going to do, good one, co-sign, no big deal, we move on. It bothers Spence as a creator, as a creative person. It bothers him that to not be able to come up with his,
yeah.
So you don't like that? So pipe down for a second there, buddy. He's moving in.
Because we all might have this one. It's the first year of our beloved Vegas Golden Knights, and three members of the team will be in Tampa for the 63rd NHL All-Star Game. Of course, the coach is going to be Gerard Gallant, his second All-Star Game. One of the goalies will be Marc-Andre Fleury, his third All-Star Game. And forward James Neal will be at the All-Star Game as well, representing the Knights.
Yeah,
Marshy didn't make it. Should have, and in all the NHL hockey stuff, he's the number one guy that got kind of robbed out of a spot.
Yeah. So I like that you've gone Marshy.
Well, because I can't remember how to pronounce his Frenchy name. So Marshy, I can remember. It's only two syllables, and there's no silent T's and L's.
I'm appreciative, though.
So those guys, hey, this is awesome. It's, what, January 28th, but it's good to see the team represented.
Yeah.
And for you fellas,
William Karlsson should have been there too. For the
he's
record,
right up there. Also, yeah, also,
might as well just make the whole Golden Knights team the All-Star team. Let's just put it.
No, that's what a lot of guys like in Toronto think, and that's why we're winning. And they don't think it's fair, but whatever.
Yeah, they drafted their All-Star team.
Yeah, the All-Star team.
Okay, so you fellas.
Yeah, go.
The greatest person in the world.
Is that what you were doing?
No, it's different, but it is involving sports.
Okay, go.
Okay, so Kevin Durant last night becomes the second youngest player to ever score 20,000 career points, only the 44th player in NBA history, and this is pretty cool. The list, there's only five players in NBA history to 20,000 points before their 30th birthday. He's joining Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Wilt Chamberlain, and LeBron James. So, cool. Kevin Durant, you're a good baller. You is?
The greatest person in the world.
Did you guys see the picture of this kid in Turkey standing outside a gym? And the kid's he's a little heavy. He's 12 years old. Was standing outside. He's a Syrian refugee. Staring into this gym. He's wearing sandals in the middle of winter, and he's got like a shoe shine
mm-hmm.
box.
Yeah,
okay. With him.
He's a shoe polisher. A Turkish gym has now won the hearts of people around the world by offering that boy a free lifetime membership after the picture went viral. Again, he was wearing sandals and just standing there staring into the gym. And the owner of the gym saw the picture and then offered the boy an all-access pass to use the facility. Everybody got super excited, and so they've converted this thing into a lifetime pass. Now, how about this? So then reporters come down to interview the owner of the gym, and the little boy's still there. And so they bring him in, and he says, "This man found me and helped me. I had always dreamed of losing weight, and now I believe that I can do that by working out."
Oh.
And it's just, go search this thing, because it'll make your heart, it'll either make your heart swell, or it will punch you in the gut, or both, which is kind of what it did to me. I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it, but just the guy who went out of his way, and they gave this kid a lifetime pass. You just might be
the greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Cable joke.
8-year-old Bridget Kelly was just hoping for a return to normalcy on her first day back to elementary school after 15 months absent for her cancer treatments and stem cell transplant. Her classmates and their parents, they made sure that she returned on January 2nd with anything but normalcy, because they were standing out there greeting her in the 4-degree weather as Bridget Kelly walked up to class for the first time in almost a year and a half.
Awesome.
It's a really, really sweet story. So shout out to Bridget Kelly's class. You is
the greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, David, the show killer, who's on the phone, please?
We have Julie Green from Henderson.
Hey, Julie, earlier when JJ played Spence's challenge, we said we don't say pass on this show. Ordinarily, you would say
Jim Bob Cooter.
But what did he say?
Junior bacon cheeseburger.
Junior bacon cheeseburger.
What?
And we all went, well, that's brilliant.
I love it.
Brilliant.
I love it.
It's fun. It made me hungry, too. Do you have kids?
I do.
Excellent. 4 tickets to that Jurassic Tour, the ultimate family dinosaur adventure. And we'll give you free G-Eazy music for you to keep for yourself, all right?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Beautiful. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Special message from the mayor's office, which I thought was fun. And shouts out to the mayor tonight. State of Vegas address. Pre-show's at 4:15. The speech is at 5. Go on the City of Las Vegas Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can watch the whole thing live.
Cool.
But it was just fun that she said, "You okay? Would you mind giving the mayor a little shout out?" Sure.
Of course.
She loves us. We love her. You betcha. Other than that, everybody have a great day.
Yep.
See you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
You're here.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow, B1s.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.